This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. With over 50 million abortions in our nation's recent history, recovery from abortion has to be all around us. Other pop singers have come out about their past abortion, and now Stevie Nicks is telling how Sarah, the title to a song we've heard for over 30 years, is the name Nicks would have given if her child had been a girl. It's Sarah. You're the poet. When you build your house, call me home. Jessa Duggar from 19 Kids and Counting is taking heat for linking the word Holocaust to both Hitler's Jewish Holocaust and to the killing of those at the beginning and end of life because of another perceived fitness to live. One critic responded to her Instagram post saying, "Abortion has nothing to do with the slaughter of millions." This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. One final news note, the first Monday of the 40 Days for Life tells that, as far as leaders know, 28 babies so far have been saved in the first half week of the campaign. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.